إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah said, and obey Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do not quarrel amongst yourselves, for then you will become weak in the heart, and your power will depart, and your power will leave you, and your courage will leave you. And be patient, have sabr. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the sabirin, is with the people who have sabr. My brothers and sisters, today I remind myself and you about probably the biggest and worst situation that we have, the biggest curse of this ummah, and that is quarreling amongst ourselves. We are 1.5 billion in this world, and we are completely and utterly useless to ourselves. We are divided, and our division is used by others to take advantage of us, and we end up losing. See what's happened in this country itself, in India, in the elections in UP. Places like Rampur and other places, which are almost 100% Muslim, have got BJP candidates who have come up there as MPs for only one reason, and that is because the Muslims cannot agree with and they cannot cooperate with one another. We have cases where two brothers have stood for election fighting one against the other. There were cases where we have a case where an uncle and a nephew fought against one another, and a third person won the election because these two were fighting and the votes have been divided. We have cases where Muslim parties have deliberately put up candidates in places where they know they cannot win, only to divide the Muslim vote. My brothers and sisters, there are not one, there are a million cases of infighting among Muslims. The sad thing is that even among our ulama, there are blatant and open cases of ulama slandering one another, of ulama maligning one another in public, in newspapers, publishing pamphlets against one another, calling each other bad names. I'm sorry, there are people who are not going to like what I say, but that's something that I'm used to. So it doesn't matter. I'm not interested in popularity. I'm not a politician. I don't care whether you like what I say or you don't like what I say. But what I'm saying is fact, and you know it is fact. What I'm saying is, you know, is killing you. And if you want to die, then at least let my voice be the last one you hear. That this is killing you and it is destroying this ummah. And that is infighting amongst ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat which I quoted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. Allah said, obey Allah and obey His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not fight against one another. Absolutely shameless, shameful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that don't fight, because if you fight, then your courage will leave you and your power will go, and the izzah, the prestige that you have in the community will be lost. How many times do we want to see this happening before we accept that this is a problem, and it's a problem with us? It is not somebody else's problem. Our standard response to anyone speaking the truth is to shoot the messenger. It doesn't help you, believe me. You can shoot as many messengers as you want, but bad news is bad news. And the only way to turn bad news into good news is to change our behavior. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that one day we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. And on that day, Allah will ask us what we did with this ayat. Let us prepare our answers. Let us change our ways, or let us prepare our answers as to how we are going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He asks us what we did with this ayat of the Quran. My brothers and sisters, if we want to agree with one another, if we do not want to have infighting, it is absolutely critical and important to do this. Number one is keep the goal in focus. And the goal is always and always the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu and the benefit of the Muslim Ummah. So ask yourself before you go and start maligning and bad talking and slandering your brother, is this something that is going to please Allah? Ask yourself before you keep quiet and you don't stand against somebody who's slandering, whether your silence is something that will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like. Ask yourself this. There are two ways of causing harm to somebody. One is to slander them or try to attack them, and the other one is to stand by and watch while this is happening, knowing that it is wrong. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether what you are doing is, ask yourself whether what you are doing is something that is going to please Allah or it's not going to please Allah. And the second question to ask yourself is this something which is going to help the ummah or is it something which is going to harm the ummah? It is high time that we looked in the mirror and we recognized the fact, as the saying goes, I saw the enemy and it is me. Seriously, look in the mirror and say, today the ones who are causing the greatest harm to this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not the Jews, are not the Zionists, are not the Americans, are not the CIA, are not the BJP, are not the RSS, they are the Muslims. The Muslims are the people who are causing the maximum amount of harm to this ummah, and it's high time that we face this fact. It is our behavior, it is our refusal to live by Islam, it is our the difference that we have between our walk and our talk. All of these are coming home to roost, and all of these things are the things which are causing us the greatest harm. Alhamdulillah, there is always time for change. There is always time to correct ourselves, to make tawbah and to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to end on a positive note, which is that if we choose to stop doing this, if we choose to learn to collaborate, if we choose to learn to disagree without being disagreeable, if we learn to choose to keep our differences of opinion internal and not use the public spaces, not use the mimbar, not use newspapers, not use pamphlets to malign and to slander one another. It is, if we want to do that, we can do that. Nothing can stop us from behaving in ways which are in keeping with the culture and the method and the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam disagreed with people. He never maligned anybody. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disagreed with people. He never slandered anybody. Find me one incident in the seerah where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam slandered Abu Jahl or Abu Lahab. To find me one incident in the seerah where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did something like this, like what has become the norm with us today. And the tragedy is that this has become the norm of our leaders. Very, very shameful. I think it's high time we wake up to this fact. High time we wake up to the fact that we will one day answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we need to change our ways, and we need to change the way that we behave, and to bring ourselves in line with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and stop disagreeing in a disagreeable way, and stop fighting and stop infighting, and not do things which we know will harm the interests of the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and to save us and to protect us from ourselves and our own actions and the consequences of our actions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to do that which pleases him and save us from that which does not please him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.